This is Dr. Sage, bringing you a training session on programming to lose weight. Now, one of the first things that you have to clarify, or understand rather, is that if you are overweight, and by overweight I mean any weight that you don't want to be, if you're weighing more than you want to, then you're overweight for yourself, regardless of what anybody else's measure might be. One of the first things you have to be clear about is this. If you are overweight, there's a purpose. That weight itself is serving a purpose. There's a reason for it in your subconscious, because nothing happens to you, not to your body, not to your experience, unless there's a reason in your subconscious for that happening. So weight being so intimately connected to your body, more connected than you'd like, there's definitely a reason for it. The reasons vary with many people. Not everyone is overweight for the same reason. You might say, well, because I eat too much. In a way, that's true. In a way, that's true. What you're doing is you're eating too much, or meaning more than your body can assimilate and use simply for its energy needs, for its building needs, for its protective needs. And that excess, whatever it might be, for the personal reasons lodged in your subconscious, are being transformed into fat. Being transformed into fat, which is serving a purpose in your subconscious mind. Now, if you can find out what purpose being overweight is serving, then you can find a different way, if you think that purpose is good, you can find a different way, an alternative way, to carry out that same purpose and still lose weight. Now, how can we find out what purpose this weight is serving? Curiously, it's a lot easier than you might think. It's not necessary to go into some deep state or undergo lengthy analysis to find out what's going on in your subconscious mind. Your subconscious mind is usually very quick and ready to let you know. Now, here's one approach. Here's one approach. And for this one, it's good to sit down, relax, be comfortable. Close your eyes is good. And in a way, you're going to be talking to your subconscious mind. It's all you have to do. Sit down, let your eyes close, and relax. What you're going to do is, first of all, sit there and say to yourself, over and over several times, I have the power to lose weight. That's what you want to say. I have the power to lose weight. And say that over and over. And listen for any kind of response that might occur inside you. You might hear a voice. You might have a body sensation. Usually what will happen is that you'll have some kind of voice that will come back, and if the power to do it is a problem, you'll have some voice that will come back and say, no, you don't. No, you can't. You're powerless. You're weak. You may hear a parent speaking. You may hear someone else speaking. You may have a sensation of pain or discomfort in some part of the body, which is another way of the subconscious saying that this issue of power or having the ability to lose weight is a problem for you in your subconscious. If you find that this is so, then you need to talk to that, to your subconscious. And you need to decide or find some way to logically convince yourself that you do have the power to lose weight. And you base whatever you're going to do, of course, on the answer that you receive. If it's just a body sensation, then you keep saying, I have the power, and then you say, what is this body sensation? What are you trying to say to me? Give me an image, give me a voice. And something will come up in response eventually. After you feel, either through your convincing, that you do have the power to lose weight, you've convinced yourself that you do, perhaps this is not even a problem at the beginning, then sit down again in that same comfortable place with your eyes closed and say, I have the right to lose weight. And see what happens. See what kind of reaction or response you get from your body, from your subconscious, in the form of a sensation, a feeling, even a voice. And go through the same process until you can convince yourself that you have the right to lose weight. And then when you've cleared that up, do the same thing with this. I have the desire to lose weight. And see what happens. And when you're finished with that, you can clearly feel that you do have the desire. Then you go on. I have the will to lose weight. And see whether you get a response. And you want to continue with these. Now, I'm not giving you a lot of time to do it right now. This is something that you will do on your own, and you can stop the tape at any time to do it. Until you can clearly say, not just say the words, but have the feeling that you have the power, you have the right, you have the desire, and you have the will to lose weight. And in the process of doing this, you will be overcoming a lot of the objections that your subconscious might have. Now, along with this, you can also sit down in the same way and say to yourself over and over again several times, what purpose does my weight serve? What does it do for me? Now, it may take a little while, it may take more than one session to get some answers at that, but you want to pay attention to whatever thoughts, whatever ideas, whatever memories, images, feelings arise when you're asking yourself that question. Because the answers will be coming from your subconscious. It's important that you ask that question and then be open and aware to whatever answers might arise. What purpose is this weight serving me? What is it doing for me? Let yourself be open and aware to hear. And your own subconscious, in some form or another, will let you know. Now, it may seem strange to your conscious mind when you get an answer that says, it makes me feel protected, it allows me to throw my weight around, it keeps people from being attracted to me, because that might feel scary. All kinds of things possibly might come up. Whatever does come up will be individual to you. And Now, when this kind of thing comes up, whatever the answer may be, then you have the task, the important task, of deciding whether that purpose is a good one. For instance, to protect you against hurt, well, that's a good purpose. If you want to lose weight, you don't consciously agree with the way that purpose is being carried out, but the purpose itself, the idea itself, is a good one. And you can agree with that consciously. So in that case, you might say, okay, subconscious, I agree with the purpose, but let's find a different way to do it. Now, if it happens that you don't agree with the purpose, let's say you find out that the purpose is to punish yourself, that could happen. And you might say, well, no, I don't agree with that at all. I don't want to punish myself. Then you have a little more work to do in finding another purpose. My purpose is to be happy, to be free of guilt, to be free of the need of punishment. And again, you might have to do some self-convincing that that's what you want and that's the thing that is possible and good for you. A little later on, we'll have some ways of programming yourself for that self-convincing. But these are things to start getting some of the obstacles out of the way right at the beginning. Now we're going to go into a process that you can use, a very highly effective process for reprogramming to lose weight or to accomplish anything else. But in this case, we're concentrating on the idea of losing weight. Now, first understand this. We are saying lose weight because that's how most people understand the subject. In actuality, we're talking about changing your weight because you're not going to lose anything. And some people have a subconscious fear of being deprived, which is why they keep on the weight, which is why they keep the weight they have. We don't want you to have to get into that kind of a situation. You're not depriving yourself, you are changing a condition. And this is a good time to get that idea in your mind. You are changing a condition. A condition of your body. And it happens to have an effect on weight. But nevertheless, it's still just a change in condition. All right, here's the process. This is how you begin. Now, this is conscious work to begin with. And then it will become more subconscious work. First, you must establish a clear goal. It's not enough just to say, I want to lose weight. If you're going to change a condition, you have to be very clear as to what that condition is and what condition you want to change it into. You might do this in terms of a particular weight figure. You might say, well, okay, my clear goal is to be so many pounds, to weigh so many pounds. That's my clear goal. You might, if you desire, add some things like, my clear goal is to weigh so many pounds and to have a beautiful figure. So that new condition is with the weight distributed in all the right good places. A beautiful figure or a strong husky figure if you're a man, or whatever kind of figure that you want. So that part of it is having a clear goal in verbal terms, like so much weight, and also having a clear goal in visual terms so that you can see yourself looking the way that you want to look. Now this is really important. And this is important to establish even before you do things on a deeper level, to have a clear conscious idea of how you want to look. Now you can get health, fitness, physique magazines if you want to, get pictures of people who look the way that you'd like to look. These are simply to give your mind something more concrete so that you can form an image of yourself looking that way. You want to be able to see yourself looking the way that you want to look at the weight that you'd like to be. And you want to see yourself in various situations: walking, running, playing sports, talking with people, being admired. All of this first now on a conscious level. But unless you can create an image of yourself, you may find it more difficult. This creating of an image so that you can see yourself the way you want to be is very, very helpful. It is not 100% necessary. But now we're using all the tools that we can use, and this is a very good one. So get pictures, get whatever you can, until you can get a clear image in your own mind, consciously, of what you would look like at the weight that you want to be. Once you have this clear goal in mind, and again, the goal may be weight, of course, but you may have to do with figure or the way you'll stand or engaging in certain activities, these kinds of things, just having to do with the goal, what you will be like when you achieve this goal. Once you have that goal clearly in your mind, you're able to visualize clearly and easily. Visualize or imagine. Now, not only visualize here. When we say visualize, we don't just mean to be able to see, but you want to be able to feel what it would feel like, how your body would feel, what you would feel like to be that weight as well. And how you would sound, how you would talk. Would you talk any differently? Would any of your senses be any different? As clearly as possible, you want to get all of this together in an image of what you would be like, weighing what you want to weigh. Now, the next step. In this universe, there really is no such thing as something for nothing. Everything requires something to achieve it, to have it, to be it. Sometimes that's just energy, sometimes effort, sometimes persistence, sometimes payment in various activities, but we call it payment here. That doesn't necessarily mean money. That means what you are willing to do in order to achieve your goal. What you're willing to do in order to achieve your goal. Now, in order to achieve the goal of losing weight or becoming a different weight than you are, you're going to have to do something. You're going to have to put forth energy, effort, time perhaps, undergo, engage in certain activities in order to achieve this. Now, it is not necessary to go on a starvation diet. Sometimes, however, it may require changing your diet or the way that you're eating, the kinds of eating habits that you have. That may be part of the payment. Are you willing to do that? If that's required, are you willing? You have to put out in this step, and you can even write this out, it's good, what you are willing to do in order to achieve this goal. If it's a case of changing your eating habits, and often it is. Now see, if you want to lose weight, become a different weight, and have this as a permanent part of your life, I assume we're not just talking about losing some temporarily. but having it as a permanent part of your life, then it's important that you change the way, the whole pattern you have of eating. This is part of the payment. It's not enough just to go on a diet, to go on a crash diet, to go on one of these new diets. If though going on that diet or undergoing this new diet does not result in a change in your eating habits, because in part your eating habits are what got you to where you are now, just in part. Your mental habits are something else that you may have to change as well. But as far as your eating habits go, you may have to change the way you eat. Now, this doesn't apply to everybody necessarily. But in general, the more refined foods that you eat, the more likely it is that you will either stay in an overweight condition or even continue to gain. This is because of the effect that certain foods have on your sugar metabolism. Now, sugar in certain forms is required for the body for energy, but not the direct kind of sugar that we get usually from candies and sweets and sugar that's direct alcohol and that's in many, many products. I'm not saying that you necessarily have to do completely without sugar totally. This depends on your particular state and your particular metabolism. But one thing you might want to really look at is the amount of sugar that you're eating in your regular diet. You might have thought that you were taking sugar even for energy, but actually it can often result in a state of being overweight because the body can't handle all of it. And you'd be surprised if you start looking at labels just how much sugar you may be getting into your system. I'm suggesting this then, that as part of the payment, you might even say for a while, to see how it works, to cut way down or even give up if you can, but at least cut way down on your sugar intake. Now that would include alcohol. Remember now, I'm saying cutting down here. You've got to look at your own diet and seeing where you are, because alcohol is turned into sugar in the blood, in the body. All right, alcohol, candies of all kinds, sugared cereals. And take a look at the kinds of things, kind of labels that you have on your food, and wherever possible, cut down on those foods that have a lot of sugar in them. If you eat out a lot, be careful of the desserts and sometimes even the main dishes. Surprising number of main dishes in different restaurants have a lot of sugar. You can tell, once you start to cut down on the sugar, you'll notice very sharply the sweet taste that certain things will have. A couple other things to cut down, at least for this trial period, would be chocolate, not only because of the sweet and the sugar, but because it also contains caffeine, and this would mean also coffee and any soft drinks that might have caffeine in them. Any of the cola drinks, for instance, that have caffeine. Because this, a lot of this, upsets the body metabolism as well. Like I said, these recommendations that I'm making may not apply to everyone. But if you do eat a pretty good amount of these things regularly, and if you do want to lose weight, I would recommend giving yourself a trial period at least of either doing away with these things or cutting way down on them. Surprisingly enough, one of the things you will probably experience is a great increase in energy. So you want to examine your eating habits and make decisions as to what you're going to do about altering them as part of your payment process. You may also decide that you're going to go through this subconscious programming process. You can call it self-hypnosis or meditation or subconscious programming process, whatever you like, that you're going to do that every day, that you're going to follow up some of these other recommendations. Whatever steps you're going to do, that you're going to increase, let's say, your vitamin intake. C's and B's, for instance, are very good. You want to get some good advice and information on that. But when you're starting to change your body metabolism, this sometimes puts a stress on it. And increasing your intake of C and the B complex vitamins and certain of the minerals, calcium in particular, will help your body to cope with the stresses that you're putting on it through the changes that you're making. But all of these things that you intend to do in order to achieve this goal of losing or changing your weight, you want to put down. This is what I'm going to do. The next step, this would be the third step. You've got clear goal, you've got the payment. Now comes the payoff. This is much more fun. Now in your mind, you want to go over all the good things that are going to result from losing this weight or from changing your weight. All the good things. Maybe able to buy clothes that you really want to buy, if you haven't been able to buy because you've been too overweight. You may want to have admiration from other people because of the new figure and the new look you're going to have. You may want more energy. You may want improved health. You have to figure out for yourself what all the benefits are going to be, all the ones that you can list, what all the benefits are going to be from changing your weight. And you really want these things to be good things that you can get excited about. That you can get excited about. Because this is what a really important part that you're going to be using in the programming process. All right, now. Once you've got your benefits listed, and although I'm not spending much time right at the moment, this is a very, very important part, and it's good for you to spend time on it. The next part is the programming itself. And this is where you decide what you are going to tell your subconscious, or for practical purposes, your body, what you're going to tell it to do. If you have this, kind of written out beforehand, it makes it easier. What exactly you want your body to start doing? What you want your subconscious to start doing? Now, make this clear. When we do this, rest of this, and really go through the process at the beginning of the tape on the other side. Now we're going to go through a process which you can do daily as part of your overall program for becoming the weight and having the appearance that you want to have. Right now, you can make yourself comfortable. And if it's convenient, you can close your eyes. Take a deep breath. And relax your body. Relax your muscles. Just let all your muscles relax. You can imagine what it would be like to be totally, beautifully, wonderfully relaxed. You can allow your consciousness to scan over your body and even move your body around a little bit to make it even more comfortable. Let all the muscles around your head and your neck relax. Let all the muscles in your shoulders and your arms, put your attention on them. Imagine what it would be like if they relaxed even more than they are right now. If you're sitting up, all you need are the muscles that keep you sitting up. Every other muscle that's not directly involved in sitting up can be relaxed. You can let it go. Because you want all your energy to be focused on what you're going to be doing here with your mind. You don't need any of that energy locked up in the muscles. So just relax. Relax. And relax even more. Down through your torso. Check your hips. Relax those muscles there. Relax all the muscles of your legs. Even your feet. Check them. Move them around. Relax them. Till your whole body feels very beautifully, comfortably relaxed. Now in this state of comfortable relaxation, you can begin to consciously and very effectively give directions to your subconscious mind. Because it needs your directions. It's waiting for your directions. It wants to do what you want to do. Sometimes there's so much tension and so many other kinds of thoughts, it can't do that. But now you're relaxed. Now you're completely relaxed. And you can give your full attention to your subconscious mind. To your body right now. So imagine now yourself looking the way you want to look, weighing the weight that you want to weigh, feeling the way that you want to feel. You want to see yourself looking, acting, feeling, being this way. You want to feel how it would feel, how light you'd feel, how good you'd feel. Feel it now. Be that way now. In your mind, step onto a scale. And see that scale moving right to the weight that you want to be, the particular goal that you have chosen. And feel how good it feels to see that weight on that scale. And step off. And see yourself walking down the street, being with other people, engaging in your favorite activities, looking the way you want to look, acting the way you want to act, feeling the way you want to feel, being the way you want to be, at the weight and with the figure that you want. See it, feel it. Know it. This is the clear direction you are giving your subconscious now. It needs this image to know what you want and to know what to do. Now, this image that you have of yourself, see this image of yourself now as a full-size, three-dimensional person right in front of you. Standing right in front of you, facing you. See yourself looking, feeling, acting, being the weight and with the figure that you want to be and have. Dress the way you want to dress. smiling and happy the way that you want to be. See that in front of you right now, standing in front of you right now, full-size, three-dimensional, real as possible. Now have that figure, that self of yours, that image, turn around with its back to you so you can see it on all sides, what it's going to look like, what it does look like now, what you look like now. And have that image back right into you, right into your body, right here and now. Feel it moving right inside you. Fitting right inside you, fitting into every cell. Knowing right now what it feels like in this moment to be that weight, to have that figure. This is the clear, conscious, goal direction for your subconscious. Now, feel it. Know it. Enjoy it. Now let that feeling stay there. While you move on with your mind, with your conscious mind, presenting for your subconscious benefit what you are going to do in order to achieve this wonderful goal. Step by step or point by point, lay it out now for your subconscious. All the things that you are going to do starting now in order to achieve this goal. If you are going to make any changes in your eating habits or your eating pattern, state them to yourself right now. This is what I am going to do. And go ahead right now. Even with, over, or under my voice. Go ahead and state to yourself whatever changes you're going to make. State them firmly and with conviction. If you're going to undergo any activities, and state those activities that you are going to undergo. Perhaps you're going to exercise. Perhaps you're going to meditate or program yourself regularly. Perhaps you're going to try on clothing, or even look at clothing and shop for clothing in the size that you intend to be. Perhaps you're going to go through your closet and remove as much as you can of that clothing that reminds you of the size you don't want to be. Whatever action or activity you intend to take to help achieve this goal of yours, state it. And you can state it both verbally and with imagery so that your subconscious can hear you and see you doing it. But everything that you intend to do in order to achieve this goal, present that to your subconscious clearly. Now, now it's time for the payoff, for the benefits that you intend to receive from achieving this goal. Now you want your subconscious to be motivated, to get excited because of all the good things that you expect, that you intend to have happen as a result of losing or changing your weight. The increase in energy that you'll have. You want to feel how that feels now, experience it, and get excited about it. The better health, which is also a function of energy, and how good you're going to feel, how strong and healthy you're going to feel as a result of losing or changing weight. Go through that with imagery, with feeling, with excitement, as much excitement as you can muster now, how great that's going to be. Perhaps the new clothes that you'll be able to wear, shopping for them, buying them, wearing them, enjoying them. The admiration you'll have from other people, strangers and those you care about. How good that will be feel to be looked at and admired. For looking so good, for looking so healthy, for having so much energy. Maybe a benefit of activities that you'll be able to engage in that you haven't felt that you could, but you will be and you intend to, and go through these right now, feel them, experience them, see yourself having fun doing them. Get excited. Get excited about these new things that will be the great and wonderful benefits of losing weight, of changing weight. And a feeling of increased confidence and self-respect that you'll have because you've gone ahead and done this and accomplished it. How good that's going to feel. How good it feels now. So you can preview it for your subconscious. Yes, subconscious, look at this, feel this, listen to this. Now you really want to lose this weight. You're really going to go ahead. You're really going to feel motivated because it's going to feel so good. Feel so great. Such excitement. Get excited about the payoffs. About the benefits of doing this, of achieving this, of having this. So go ahead, go over some of these benefits. Go over them in detail with all your senses, sight, sound, touch, smell, feeling. Experience them now, all the benefits, and allow yourself to really get excited about having them. Now, it's time to begin the programming. And we're going to do the programming, you're going to do the programming now, on two levels. What you might call a deep inner level and a light inner level. So that your subconscious knows what to do right now. I'm going to begin with a deep inner level. I'm going to do it this way. I want you to imagine yourself in a garden. It can be a garden out of memory, or a garden that you make up right now, or a combination. But find yourself in a garden right now. And in that garden, look very carefully at some one thing. See it clearly. And when you've seen it clearly as you can right now, then hear something. Perhaps a bird, perhaps a breeze, rustling leaves. Hear something. And then touch something in your garden. Perhaps you touch the soil, the petal of a flower, a leaf on a bush, the bark of a tree. And now you're fully in your garden. Really there. And know that this garden is a special place. This garden is your own private sanctuary, but there's something else special about it too. That everything in your outer life, every physical, mental, social, environmental condition of your outer life is reflected someplace, somehow, some form, in this garden. And so, your present physical condition or your present state of being overweight is in this garden. It will appear before you right now in some form, as a plant or as something else. But it will appear before you right now. Look at it. See what appears before you. Regardless of what it is or what appears before you, know that this is your garden and you have the ability to change anything in it that you don't like. And whatever you change in this garden becomes changed in your outer life. It may take a little while to manifest, but it does and it will change. So look at this thing that has appeared before you in your garden that represents your present body condition or your state of being overweight. Look at it and decide now whether you want that in your garden. And if you don't, and you have helpers in your garden who can help you, and they'll come right at your call if you need them. But if you don't want that thing that has appeared, if you don't want that in your garden, representing your present body condition or your state of being overweight, then change it. You can either alter it, transform it, or get rid of it in some appropriate way. Go ahead and do it. I'll give you some time for this. Make that change or make that transformation complete until it's either totally gone or totally transformed. All right. Now, if it transformed, if you transformed it, make sure you transformed it into something that represents your intent, your goal, the way that you intend to be. If you got rid of it, then replace it now with something which symbolizes the new you, the new form and figure and weight, body condition that you intend to have. Perhaps you plant a new plant, flower, make something, whatever it is, make sure that you have something there now to symbolize what you want to achieve, what you intend to be, what you feel yourself being now. Go ahead and do that. If you did transform it, improve it now. Thank your helpers if you use them. Bless this new transformation or this new thing that you have in your garden, and bless your garden itself. Allow yourself to have a very positive, good feeling. And move out of your garden, but remain relaxed, comfortable. Just move your awareness to your body in this present moment. And now you're going to do the light inner programming by talking directly to your body right now. By talking directly to your feelings and directly to your thoughts. And telling them right now, exactly what you want them to do. So you can say to yourself, body, won't you begin taking the foods that we eat and transforming them into exactly what we need more efficiently, starting right now. I want you to start removing all the excess fat from the various cells of our body. We don't need that. We don't want it. Start using the blood and the lymph to remove that. Our good digestive eliminative system. Get rid of it. Right now. Start shedding that weight. Start letting it be taken out of the body, let go of, and gotten rid of in good, effective, efficient ways. Body, start increasing your energy level so that you feel like being more active. So that you start utilizing more energy from the foods we eat. Body, start liking the good foods. And I want you to stop liking all the foods that we don't need, that are not good for our health, well-being, and the figure, weight, shape we want to be. The body, I want you to start looking good, start acting good, start eating better, more effectively, more efficiently. And trim yourself down into the weight that you know we've decided to become. Our feelings. I know sometimes you get anxious, sometimes maybe even fearful, upset, or angry. I want you to start calming down feelings. I want you to start feeling more relaxed. I want you to start feeling like relaxing all the muscles if you start to get angry or upset or tense or irritable or anxious. I want you to stop telling the body to eat food at those times. There are better ways. The body and you can get together and just relax our muscles. I want you to have good feelings, positive feelings about what we're going to accomplish and what we're going to do. Feelings, I want you to get excited about all the good benefits of what we're going to achieve, and get excited and start having those good feelings now. And thoughts, you start thinking of the images of what we're going to be. You start thinking of how great it's going to be to look good, to feel good, to weigh what we want to weigh. Keep those good thoughts in your mind all the time, thoughts. Subconscious, this is your direction. Do it now. And when you're ready, when you're quite ready, let yourself have a good feeling. Come on back. Take a deep breath. Open your eyes and go on about whatever you want to do, knowing this is working for you. Aloha.